This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrettson Building Supply, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer on our weekly update. Dr. Bob, first of all, let's talk about the county report yesterday. 8 deaths reported in 1 week in the county.
Yes, it was a very sad week for so many deaths. We think all of these people had Omicron. And although overall Omicron is less serious, some people just have a terrible time with it. And we've had 8 sad deaths.
And a big wide range of ages as well.
Yes, so there's a wide range of ages. There were people in their 40s as well as people in their 90s. In the hospital last week, we had people as young as 5 months and as old as 96 years. So this is really an equal opportunity variant.
Right now, are the county cases, are we dropping?
Overall, I think the county cases are dropping. You know, they vary a bit day to day. We have fewer cases over the weekend and then more cases during the week when people get their reports in. But I think overall, our cases are dropping. We're a little bit behind the state of Oregon. I think the state of Oregon is clearly dropping. So I think we'll see within this week a more sustained drop.
Now, how does Douglas County or Oregon compare to what things are going like back east?
Well, the back east started earlier, so their Omicron surge started in the beginning of December, and in many cases, the number of cases back east is way down, and that's a good sign because it suggests that in a few weeks, our number of cases is going to be way down.
What about March? Do you think we'll go down that significantly, or is it going to take longer?
Well, it's always hard to predict the future, and especially when you get that far out. But if we follow the pattern of, say, New York, D.C., or Maryland, we could be back down to less than 30 cases a day by the end of February or beginning of March.
Now, I've noticed that a lot of folks that are fully vaccinated, usually boosted as well, are still getting Omicron. Talk about why it is so transmissible.
Yeah, so Omicron has a lot of mutations from the initial virus. So what we're seeing is that the vaccine is very protective against severe disease, hospitalization, and death, but not that protective against mild infection, maybe a 2-fold protection, whereas a 20-fold protection against death. And so I know a bunch of people who have been vaccinated and or boosted who've gotten it. Most of them have been really quite mildly ill. And when we look at our hospitalizations and deaths, they're almost all among the people who are not up to date on their COVID vaccines.
And while folks are not getting that ill generally, it certainly disrupts your life when you're kind of off your map of what you should be doing for 5 or 6 days or however long it takes.
Right. So most people miss about a week or so of work when they have COVID. And it really has been incredibly disruptive to their lives, as well as it's been disruptive to businesses. So, as you know, we've had several schools close over the last month, and they've not closed because the kids are sick, but because so much of the staff is sick. And Mercy really struggled at times in late January with so many staff out ill with COVID, and it just made it hard to run their organization. Now, they stepped up and did a great job. But it really did. That was the major stress, actually, to the hospital.
So talk about, for people that are trying to figure the virus out, is another variant possible, likely? What do you think?
Other variants are inevitable. The question is what those variants will do. We know, for example, that the Omicron has 3 separate variants, BA1, BA2, and BA3. BA3 seems to have died out. BA1 seems to be predominant in most of the world, but BA2 is predominant in places like Denmark. And so we are almost certainly going to get new variants. Whether the new variants are going to spread rapidly and cause widespread disease, that's the unknown.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, an update on COVID-19. Dr. Bob, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
8:38, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.